Welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Numbers 13, the verses 1 to 2 and 17 to 33. Numbers 13, 1 to 2 and 17 to 33. The Lord now said to Moses, "Send out men to explore the land of Canaan. The land I am giving to the Israelites, send one leader from each of the 12 ancestral tribes." Moses gave the men these instructions as he sent them out to explore the land. "Go north through the Negev into the hill country. See what the land is like and find out whether the people living there are strong or weak, few or many. See what kind of land they live in. Is it good or bad? Do their towns have walls or are they unprotected like open camps? Is the soil fertile or poor? Are there many trees? Do your best to bring back samples of the crops you see." So they went up and explored the land from the wilderness of Zin as far as Rehob near Lebo Hamath. Going north, they passed through the Negev and arrived at Hebron, where Ahiman, Sheshai and Talmai, all descendants of Anak, lived. When they came to the valley of Eshcol, they cut down a branch with a single cluster of grapes, so large that it took two of them to carry it on a pole between them. They also brought back samples of the pomegranates and figs. That place was called the Valley of Eshcol, which means cluster, because of the cluster of grapes the Israelite men cut there. After exploring the land for 40 days, the men returned to Moses, Aaron, and the whole community of Israel at Kadesh in the wilderness of Paran. They reported to the whole community what they had seen and showed them the fruit they had taken from the land. This was their report to Moses. "We enter the land you sent us to explore, and it is indeed a bountiful country, a land flowing with milk and honey. Here is the kind of fruit it produces. But the people living there are powerful, and their towns are large and fortified. We even saw giants there, the descendants of Anak. The Amalekites live in the Negev, and the Hittites, Jebusites, and Amorites live in the hill country. The Canaanites live along the coast of the Mediterranean Sea and along the Jordan Valley." But Caleb tried to quiet the people as they stood before Moses. "Let's go at once to take the land," he said. "We can certainly conquer it." But the other men who had explored the land with him disagreed. "We can't go up against them. They are stronger than we are." So they spread this bad report about the land among the Israelites. "The land we traveled through and explored will devour anyone who goes to live there. All the people we saw were huge. We even saw giants there, the descendants of Anak. Next to them we felt like grasshoppers." And that's what they thought too. Our theme for reflection is faith over fear. Faith over fear. At some point in each of our lives, we encounter moments that test the very fiber of our convictions. Times when the challenges before us loom so large that they stir fear rather than faith. Often we stand at the crossroads of decision, tempted not by the promise of victory, but by the ease of retreat. It is in these moments that we must decide whether to trust in the divine assurances we have received or to succumb to the paralyzing grip of fear. In Numbers 13, we find such a test in the story of the 12 scouts sent to explore Canaan. This mission, ordained by God, was not just about surveying land. It was a divine examination of trust versus fear. The Lord's instructions were clear and filled with promise. Venture into the land I have prepared and promised to give you, a land flowing with milk and honey. As the scout witnessed the land's fertility, evidenced by the enormous cluster of grapes, the reality of God's promise was tangible. This should have bolstered their faith, yet the presence of formidable foes and fortified cities triggered a descent into fear. Among the 12, Caleb stood resolute, his faith undiminished by the giants in the land. Where others saw obstacles, Caleb saw opportunities. Divine opportunities assured by God's promises. His urgent appeal to the Israelites, "Let's go at once to take the land," was not born from a dismissal of the challenges they faced, but from a deep-seated trust in God's word. Contrastingly, the majority of the scouts chose a path of fear. Their report, "We can't go up against them. They are stronger than we are," was a declaration of defeat before the battle had even begun. This fear was infectious, quickly spreading throughout the community and overshadowing the truth of God's promise. Their claim of feeling like grasshoppers not only highlighted their fear, but also diminished their faith in God's power, reducing the divine to the dimensions of human understanding. My dear friends, this story is not just a recount of history, but a striking metaphor that mirrors our spiritual and communal journeys. Each of us encounters Canaans, divine promises that tantalizingly hover just out of reach, seemingly barricaded by giants of formidable challenges that stand dauntingly at the gates. These giants can manifest as a call to a new career, the birth of a ministry, or a deeply personal promise received from God. As we find ourselves poised at the precipice of these promises, the battle between faith and fear wages fiercely within. In this story, can we discern deeper insights about the importance of heeding God's voice over our trepidations? Might there be transformative lessons on how turning into divine directives can crucially navigate us through the labyrinth of life's trials? This reflection invites us to think further. How might our paths change if we choose to confront our giants, not with fear, but with fortified faith, inspired by the story of Caleb and the scouts? What new territories could we claim if we embraced God's assurances as the compass that guides us through our uncertainties? There are two questions for reflection. Number one, reflect on a situation where you faced a giant or a significant challenge. Did you respond with faith like Caleb or with fear like the other scouts? Number two, how can you cultivate a spirit of faith in your community, especially when faced with daunting challenges that seem insurmountable? Heavenly Father, we thank you for your promises and your unfailing faithfulness. Help us to see challenges through the lens of faith rather than fear. Strengthen our faith and our hearts to trust in your power and promises, especially when we face giants in our lives. May we, like Caleb, be voices of courage and conviction, inspiring others to trust in your providence and to act boldly in faith. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.